Talking Pictures with the one, the only, Perry Seibert from the Michigan Movie Critics Guild, live in studio today on the Lucy Ann Lance Show, 1290 WLBY, now in his 29th year
woohoo
of reviewing movies for us here, and we are so grateful. Today's movie is called The Invite.
Yes, this is the newest film from Olivia Wilde, writer-director. Let's give a listen.
You can ring my bell, ring my bell, ring my bell.
We feel a very strong connection with you guys.
That is so nice. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, say thank you, Joe.
Thank you. Thank you. Very flattering.
You can ring my bell, ring my bell.
This is amazing. Take it all back. We should fight more people.
It's the best time of my life.
Like a little game we have.
What is that little game that they have? So the couple invites the upstairs couple to come and have dinner with them.
Yes.
And then what ensues?
One of the members of the couple invites the couple from upstairs to come have dinner with them.
Yeah, her husband's not really keen on having people over, right?
Yes, that's correct. That's very correct.
Played by?
Seth Rogen. Seth Rogen plays Joe. Olivia Wilde plays Angela. They are sort of our main characters here. We spend the first 10 minutes of the movie with just them. And these are the only four characters in the movie.
Oh.
It's based on a play that's been adapted into a movie in Spain. And then I hear it has been adapted, like the play has been done in various countries as well.
Mm.
So this is a story that works for a lot of people, apparently. They are, Joe and Angela are, they're, we understand how unhappy they are in the first 10
as
minutes
a couple
of this movie. Yes, they are. They are constantly bickering. They are not on the same page, as we might say. And yes, she has invited her upstairs neighbors, who we learn are Pina and Hawk, played by Penelope Cruz and Edward Norton. This is in the long tradition of one of those long nights of the soul plays, where people are going to get together. They're going to let down their defenses unexpectedly and reveal great personal truths that will throw everybody asunder. This is one of those movies.
I did not know this was Penelope Cruz in the
yes.
role of the upstairs woman.
Yes.
She looks phenomenal in this.
The only Oscar winner of the four. she's great here. Everybody's great here. This is a really smart script by Rashida Jones and Will McCormick, who have done a great job adapting the other movie and play, making this making this very specific to these particular characters in this particular instance. If you've ever seen Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, the Mike Nichols first movie director.
Yeah, it's like that.
That's exactly what the,
yeah.
And like 5 minutes in, I went, oh, I think that Olivia Wilde studied that movie, because it does make a lot of great, she makes a lot of great visual choices to show you things in ways you don't usually see them, just to keep it visually interesting, because we are locked into this set. They do not leave that apartment. There's only about three rooms in the apartment. And that can get visually stale, as good as the dialogue might be. The dialogue's really great. And on top of that, we get fun stuff to look at throughout.
Why is that? What do they do with the set?
You could just watch the set, honestly, and not
really?
Even look at the actors. They have really gone into care to make sure everything's there for a reason. Everything's in a very specific place.
Oh,
it's important.
That's interesting.
And they even get into a little bit in the movie. Edward Norton's character and Olivia Wilde's character connect because they're both into like interior design stuff. And that's a big part early on. So it's prompting you to look at everything and to pay attention to how tactile everything is. And she picks really interesting camera angles. You don't see the same over the shoulder shot of people talking throughout.
So Olivia Wilde starring in it, and she's
and
directing it.
Yes, this is her third movie as a director, and it's her best movie as a director. I really liked her first movie, Booksmart. It's a smart teen sex comedy told from a female point of view. It's really good. Her second film is a fascinating mess that we could talk about more. We talked about it when it came out. I'm blanking on the title at the moment, but this is. She knew exactly what she wanted to do. She hired really good actors to play these very well-written characters, really well-written by Rashida Jones and Will McCormick. Granted, they're working from a template, but still, all four of these characters, you think they are one way, and they each reveal themselves throughout the course of the night, and it doesn't change who they are. There's no big twist. This is about whether or not this couple that is on the edge of falling apart falls apart or not. That's what this is about. And it hits a very sweet spot of an ending that does not answer that question, but answers way bigger questions. It's not about that. It is about getting you to think about, well, what would you, where do you lose trust in the relationship you are in? Where do you fall out of love? Where is this harmful to you?
So it answers the question it starts out with this couple that you spend the first 10 minutes as it their relationship, you see how it has unraveled.
Yes.
It answers that question at the end? How things get there?
How things got to there?
Or not for them specifically, but just in people's relationships.
Well, for
in
them
general.
Specifically, and I think it's broad enough that you can... part of this is, you know, when the other couple comes down, they seem to be perfectly happy and without problem, and this just aggravates you. Especially Seth Rogen's character all the more. Yeah. I think it doesn't matter what the specifics are. All of us have been in that situation. All of us have been on both sides of those couples, more than likely. And so this gets to that. And it also gets at how that couple isn't what they appear to be either.
Oh.
That everybody gets to be flawed and everybody gets to be quite likable throughout this movie. And it's really funny. The talk is wonderful. I just think this is one of the... I'm shocked this came out now in summer and is doing well. It's still playing. It's been out for a few weeks, and it's still playing five times a day at the local multiplex. You can see this right now. This feels like something that would want an awards push behind it, but they decided to, I guess, counter-program summer stuff and put this out now. It's caught on. It's very good. It's very much worth
your time.
Well,
I've been asking for a relationship-based movie.
You got this. Yep. Here it is.
It's called The Invite.
Yes, it was a big winner at Sundance earlier this year. This is where I think A24, I can't remember if they had it before, if they picked it up after Sundance. Nobody was really sure if this was going to take off. Olivia Wilde just really wanted to do it and did it and does it very well. Both directing and her performance is wonderful. They're all really good. I've talked to many people whether or not they respond to the movie as strongly as I did, everybody really likes the performances, and everybody's got a different favorite performance. Everybody's like, oh, but this person takes the movie. And I'm like, no, they're all excellent. There's nobody walks away with this thing. It is set up to
showcase
all four of them.
People gravitate to certain
absolutely.
Characters.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So what is it about Olivia Wilde as a director that makes this movie work?
Like I said, she smartly studied Mike Nichols. You can't go wrong. This does not look like any of her other movies. And her other two movies have been very interesting. She has a passion and an intelligence and an interest, and she communicates that in her work. Even when the movie's bad, like her second film is, I respect the attempt. Like when she fails, she doesn't fail trying to please you. She doesn't fail looking for an audience. She fails because she's taken too large a swing, and that's always exciting. And she's only failed that one time. I've liked this. I love this movie. I'll be honest. I really like this movie a lot. And her first movie, like I said, Booksmart, very much worth checking out. Don't Worry, Darling. That's the second
movie.
She is. And I don't know what else to say other than that. It's surprising. She's a very good director. I'm sure of this after these three movies. Like, I would want to see what she does next. She changes. There's not one thing she wants to do over and over and over. She's interested in lots of things. There are aspects of this movie that get at things she wanted to get at in Please Don't Worry, Darling, which she doesn't. That movie falls apart for a variety of reasons. This movie holds tight. It's quick. I think I can't be more than 100 minutes.
Oh, really?
It is
a lot different than the Odyssey you reviewed
exactly,
last week.
Exactly. Yes, it is. And it is there from jump. You are in it. You are there. You are with these people. There's always good stuff to look at. There's always good stuff to listen to. And these are four really compelling performances.
The Invite.
Yeah.
Still out in the movie theaters.
Absolutely. I just checked to make sure, Lucianne. I'm thrilled. I was worried that this would be already gone by the time we got around to talking about it, since The Odyssey is going to thunder stomp over everything else that we were supposed to talk about last week.
And can you pinpoint for me, when you talk about, what was the Elizabeth Taylor?
Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf?
Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? If this is very much in that same mode.
Yes.
How is it different from that? Because sometimes when there are these, not remakes, but these kind of parallel productions, they don't always work.
This is not a remake of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf by any means. These are entirely different problematic relationships we're dealing with. Okay. These are two very different couples, just in the sense that it is two couples alone for a couple hours in one setting talking. Like, that's the only way it's the same. And like I said, visually, the trick then is, okay, well, if you've got this great material, how do you make sure this isn't dull for an audience to look at for a film? You've got to keep a film interesting looking, ideally. There are people whose temperaments are vastly different. I can look at samey stuff if the dialogue's really good. I just want to watch people's faces. I like that more than anything. This goes the step beyond that. And without being like showy about it, she's not like putting the camera in the corner, shooting up at everybody just because that's weird and different. No, there's a reason. There's a reason that she frames people. She puts people in the space in ways that are interesting so that their background is interesting.
Huh.
When early on, Olivia Wilde's character is giving this, she's very nervous. She really wants to impress this couple and she's angry at her husband. And they set this up so that she is at like a partition wall between two sections of their apartment. And so whenever they shoot her during this sequence, she's in this middle space. She doesn't know where to be. Like, she doesn't know where she's trapped here. She's not comfortable anywhere. She is between spaces, literally, as well as emotionally in that moment. It's great. And she's not.
That is smart.
You're right. And she's not hammering that home. It's not about, oh, look at this really smart shot. It's just there for you to appreciate and recognize. And there's bunches of stuff like this throughout the movie.
Hmm.
Penelope Cruz and Seth Rogen have a long scene where their two characters come to they get to know each other a little better. And it's great. Seth Rogen is complaining throughout the character is complaining throughout the first half hour of this movie nonstop. And it's fun to watch him have his moment where he lets his guard down. They all get that. These people are not what they are what they appear to be, but they're more than that.
Mm.
So you get to see all of that by the end and nothing is discounted. Nobody's lying to anybody. Nobody's, everybody's plowing through to the best of their ability. Mm. And that might not be enough anymore for the couple we first meet.
The Invite. Thank you so much to Perry Seibert from the Michigan Movie Critics Guild. His latest review on the Lucy Ann Land Show. What's coming up next week? Have you solidified what you're going to be seeing?
I haven't even looked. I don't know what's coming out. Everybody's still seeing The Odyssey, so I don't know if they're even opening up spaces at the multiplex. You know what we might talk about, Lucy Ann?
What's that?
We might need to talk about Obsession. We might need to talk about the film that has been the giant sleeper box office smash throughout this year, because it is actually still in theaters as well, and I haven't gotten around to it yet, so it might be time to catch up with
All right, looking forward to it. Thank you, Perry. Perry Seibert, Michigan Movie Critics Guild, on the air each week on Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.